Finally, the tower gave the go-ahead for the approach, and the first commercial supersonic airplane began its landing at Dulles.
That's NPR, on the ground at Dulles International Airport in 1976 to witness the Concorde's first commercial landing in the U.S. Air France and British Airways retired the Concorde fleet in 2003, but now an American carrier wants to restart supersonic service. John Ostrower is editor-in-chief of The Air Current and joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
United wants to begin supersonic service again with a plane from a manufacturer called Boom. Tell us about the deal.
What they believe is 15 of these airplanes in their fleet starting in 2029, and they have an option to pick up another 35. But there is a long way to go before this becomes a reality.
So this will be like the Concorde was, an aircraft with a limited number of seats, right?
Yeah, this is going to have about 88 seats, though United says they'd like more. And if you want to go fast, you need that iconic Delta wing, which Concorde was known for. And so that's going to inform heavily the design that Boom is looking at.
I have a memory that one of the many reasons the Concorde stopped flying was because there just wasn't enough business. Not enough people found it necessary to get from New York to London in 3 hours rather than six.
Well, that was part of it. But a lot of the reason Concorde fell out of favor, number one, was because the product also on subsonic aircraft was getting so much better. I mean, you could get a great night's sleep on a 777 or an A330 from Airbus. But look, Concorde made a ton of money. I think it's really important. I mean, on the charter business, and look, they knew that there was a premium that people would pay for speed.
Who does United think they're going to be able to book?
So this airplane doesn't work if you're flying from LA to New York to London. If you're connecting, you lose all the benefit. So it really does have to be an airplane that flies between megacities. So New York to London. But at the end of the day, United, in sharing their plans with me last week, really said this is not about the cost of the operation of the aircraft. This is about the revenue you can get from it. And fundamentally, they want to charge a premium price. This is going to be more expensive than their subsonic airplanes.
We should note, of course, that the Concorde went out of business not long after the crash of Air France Flight 4590 at Charles de Gaulle Airport. I once actually got to fly in the Concorde, and I thought it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. It was a short transatlantic flight, like 3 hours, and I didn't want to get off. You could see the curvature of the earth. It was intoxicating. It was great.
And that is what ultimately this week was about, because I think people want that. People want to go fast. People want to get to the edge of the atmosphere and see the blackness of the sky. And I think there's rightfully a lot of curiosity and questioning, and I think rightful skepticism about bringing in a new supersonic entrant into this business, because what it takes to kind of build a startup in aerospace to become a true institution like a Boeing or an Airbus takes billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, and you have to abide by the laws of physics. And, if you're going to go faster, you're going to burn more fuel, whether it's sustainable or traditional fuel. So all of this has to match up with reality. And I think right now we are still very much in the marketing and enthusiasm phase for where Boom is and where they're going. And by the way, they still need an engine to be able to do this. So we've got a long way to go.
They haven't developed an engine.
No, they've not. No,
that's a big part of an airplane, isn't it? I'm no expert, but
they've been working with Rolls-Royce over the last year plus publicly, and they're closing in on what they see as an engine design based on part of the core of the most efficient subsonic airplane, so the Boeing 787 and the Airbus A350. But what they're going to do is they're going to shrink the front fan. Without getting too technical here, effectively what they need to do is they need to make air go very fast and through this engine and make generate the required amount of thrust to go 1.7 times the speed of sound. So they need the money to develop an engine. They also need the resources and the attention to do it. So it's a question of how big is the market for supersonic and whether or not they actually go and commit to developing an engine for Boom.
You hope you can be on one of the first flights?
I would love to be, of course, absolutely. Yeah.
John Ostrower is editor-in-chief of The Air Current. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.